to the Liberating Podcast.
Hello.
It's me here, Will.
Where?
Me here.
Hello.
Who are you?
I don't know.
He's Gareth.
Hello.
Okay, I think it's time to get this show on the road.
Come on, get on with it.
Okay, I think it's time to head to the news.
It's the news, it's the news, 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 new
it's
news.
News on the Liberating Podcast.
New news, old news, we just don't know, it's just news.
News, news, news.
Yeah, we've done it now, come on, get on the road.
Okay, so the first news I've got is that some of you may have heard that the reprints of Target novels are coming back, and they've already done 5 already.
That's old news.
I do have more things. And they are the new ones that are coming out, the 6 new ones. There's The Tenth Planet by Jerry Davis, The Ice Warriors by Brian Hales, The Three Doctors by Terence Dix, Day of the Daleks by Terence Dix, The Ark in Space by Ian Martyr, and The Loch Ness Monster by Terence Dix.
They're not new. I had them in the 70s.
They're new reprints. We'll put a link up to where you can find out more to them in the description of this episode. There are new character Doctor Who 2012 merchandise. There's new Dalek sets which do look very nice, don't they?
I don't know, I haven't seen them.
You were the one who showed me to them, you remember the ones
I'm sorry, I have seen them.
they're good Daleks as well, proper Daleks, not the ice dorky.
Not evil Daleks that shoot people, they're good Daleks.
No, I meant good looking Daleks, not like the Teletubby ones. What? The Dalek set they consist of a classic Dalek with the grey ones from Planet of the Daleks, a stealth Dalek also from Planet of the Daleks, Supreme Dalek from Planet of the Daleks, Dalek, the RTD era, bronze ones, a drone Dalek, and an eternal Dalek. There are 10 phrases and extermination effect, there's 6 to collect. And this is where it gets exciting. Okay?
I was already excited.
We all were.
Oh, I see.
We're recording the Liberating Podcast. It doesn't make it doesn't get much more exciting than that. But
you'd hope it would.
There are new toys to be released this year. Ones that look quite nice. There's a Trans-Temporal Sonic Screwdriver, which it says it's compatible with the portable TARDIS, which I'm getting into in a minute, and the Build Your Own Sonic Screwdriver. We'll put a link up to that so you can find out what they look like and stuff. And there's an arm-worn travelling time machine. It's a personal TARDIS, they call it. It looks a bit like a timey-wimey detector from Blink, but it looks quite good. Have you seen it?
I have.
Do you like it?
It's okay. But where's it from? Is it from a future episode? We just don't know.
I'm very excited. I just bang the microphone with my nose then. Okay. There's also an anti-Dalek and Cyberman device.
We call it a hammer.
It looks like it's a Dalek gun with a few grey parts from Cybermen. That looks quite nice. It looks like you hold it in your hands. It has multiple sounds and lights, 3 function modes. Use Scavenge Dalek and Cyberman technology to wipe your enemies from time. Well, this is exciting.
But what merchandise would you like to see? Let us know.
Yes, send us an email at...
I want River Song's blaster.
I'm joking. That was a joke. Yes, send the merchandise you'd like to see.
What?
Never mind. We'll come back to that later. You can send your emails to liberatingpodcast@live.com. It was a toy fair that happened, and that's when they were announced. Then there's new character building figures that have come out. There's a gold Dalek, a Hambot, a Jadoon, Cyber Leader, Doctor and Coat. I think that's his green coat that he had this part of Series 6. What? You're looking at me crazy. Yes, it's creepy. There's the Amy with tally marks, Matt Bashton Arada, Riversong, Rory with eye patch, Ood, and etc, etc. The sets, there are new sets coming up.
Okay. Did I hear that Matt Smith was doing some poetry?
He is. He's joining a Disney show aimed at introducing poetry to young children. It's a Disney show. I found that had quite recently. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, that's because you looked at my plan on my laptop.
What?
Yeah, I saw you! I did!
Okay, thanks.
The other sets of the silent time machine, we'll put links up to and you can find out for yourselves then. Attack of the Cybermen.
It's on Sunday. It's been on. It's been on. Sure.
Is it?
I think so.
The last thing is an Attack of the Cybermen 1985 set that has a rogue Cyberman with a touched off faceplate and a cybergun accessory. I think that's it for the news today.
It's more like a toy advert.
Well, there wasn't much news, there was much more merchandise news. Obviously, you've probably all heard about the new companion, so we're not going to go into detail about that. Apart from when we do a discussion with my Doctor Who club at school, we'll be doing a discussion there, which I think is going to be quite fun. So, I think it's time to go on to
the reviews section.
Would you like to do that?
It's the review section.
Coming up with jingles, you're very, very, very good. Very good.
This is true.
It is. You are very good at this. Okay, that was just me clicking on the mouse and dropped some headphones on the floor. So,
poor mouse.
It's
dead now.
No, it's a mouse, isn't it? A computer mouse. Poor mousey then. Okay, so, do you want to go first or me?
You can go first.
Okay, I'm not reviewing a TV show today on our first episode. I shall be reviewing an audio, a Doctor Who audio, which I've heard on YouTube. And I converted it to
audio. You can't do that, that's an illegal download.
Well, they shouldn't have put it on there. It was very good though. It was called Death in Blackpool. It starred Sheridan Smith and Paul McGann. Other actors which I can't name right now. It was a Christmas special set in Blackpool. Lucy Miller gets hit.
Spoiler alert!
Lucy Miller gets hit by a car, and then she's in a coma. And there's Zynogs and Zygons and stuff. It's really good. I enjoyed the dialogue and the scenes. It was quite a creepy one as well. I've listened to it quite a few times. I enjoyed it. Dialogue was good.
How marvellous!
You can find it on YouTube. I really suggest you go and listen to it. It's fantastic. It's a bit of a nutty Santa in it, but you go and listen to it. It's good.
Okay, thanks for that.
Awkward silence. See, because basically, they land in they drag them off course by her antipat, which is actually a Zygon, Warlord Hagos.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it very
much. Why?
Well, I enjoyed the acting in it. Obviously, you couldn't see them, but you could hear them, and they were doing very well.
Right, I'll give you that.
Yay, I got something. What did I get?
So, what rating do you give it out of 10?
I'd give it, it's quite high. I'd give it about an 8.5 out of 10. It's brilliant, listen to it for too long, you will be just thinking of a Santa going, oh, I've lost my reindeer, but anyway, it's good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Yay. Your turn.
I haven't got a clue.
But you're going to review Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones! Yeah, I watched Game of Thrones last night, and it was episode 4, and it was really good. Should have been in bed. Couldn't get to sleep.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. You forgive me.
Not really.
Okay. Talk us through it, man.
I can't remember. It was very good.
It was only yesterday.
Hey, that was 24 hours ago.
Okay, do you remember any parts that you liked?
I liked the sword fight at the start.
Talk us through what happened with the sword fight.
Well, it was after, the shadow monster killed. Pardon?
You said killed, I was doing my kill sound.
Yeah. And Brienne, the female knight, dispatched 3 guards, and we loved it. Straight through the neck, douche. I give it a rating of 7 out of 10.
So it didn't do bad in your rating then?
Not bad at all.
Okay. We're going to now go on to play a game. You don't have to say things like that, you know. It'll be a fun
game. Get on with it.
Okie dokie, I'll get on with it. Okay, so the game we're going to be playing is a guessing game. We're going to be playing two games today. The first one is a guessing game.
Chips.
Now, what we have to do is we have to think of something in our heads and we have to ask questions until we get the person who asks the least amount of questions wins. Does that make sense?
No. Let's give it a go, though.
Do you want to think of something first or me?
Okay, I'm thinking.
Have you thought of something?
Well, yes, I've thought of something.
Is it something I've seen? It has to be something.
Yes.
Is it an alien?
No.
Is it a machine?
Yes.
Is it an alive machine?
No.
So it's not the TARDIS?
No.
Does it come from Doctor Who?
Yes.
Has it appeared with the Fifth Doctor?
Yes.
Is it a sonic screwdriver?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyway, moving on.
My turn to think of something. I'm thinking of something in the mind of mine.
Is it canine?
No.
Okay.
It is from Doctor Who then.
Is it a Dalek?
No.
Is it a Zygon?
No.
Is it an Auton?
No.
Is it a Yeti?
Yeah.
Thank you. What?
I like Yetis. They're like so cuddly and stuff. You can like, if you wanted to, right? If you ever saw one, you could like put an EMP through it and then just go up to it and give it a big hug.
Anyway, moving on.
You really want to get this opened up, don't you?
The book of the week this week is... Dracula by Bram Stoker.
Go and read it. Vampires who suck your blood! That was a bit loud, I'm sorry.
And it's nearly 100 years old, and it's great.
100 years old, great! I gotta read that.
Okie dokie.
I think it's time to move on to Enjoyments of the Week.
Enjoyments of the Week this week has been the pizza I had on Friday.
Do we have pizza on Friday?
I can't remember.
What have you enjoyed on TV,
I've enjoyed Game of Thrones. I've enjoyed Touch. I've enjoyed...
Can't think of anything.
I think that's about it. Thanks.
Okay, you've enjoyed a few things. I've enjoyed Death in Blackpool. I've also enjoyed watching... what did I watch? That was really good. Johnny English, yes. I watched that. That was good. We have a little appearance from somebody now.
This is Gabrielle and her 30-second review. What did you think of Doctor Who, Mordred Undead?
Hello!
What did you think of it?
It was the one with the guy with the spaghetti for brains.
Good!
Thank you, and there you have it.
I want to do some more. And I am Big Big Gabby, and I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow.
Next week she'll be joining with Luke, who is also my brother.
Hello.
Bye, Gabby.
Hello.
While we're just sorting this out, enjoy the song. Okay, we've managed to convince Gabby now to leave. Okay, so the rest of my enjoyments of the week, I haven't enjoyed much this week.
It's not been a good week.
Oh, that's what it was. The Force Unleashed 2, I've been playing that on the Wii. Because it's been my birthday recently and I spent some of my money getting that. There's my review.
How marvellous. Well, join us next. next week when we'll be having more fun, more wittering, and we'll be introducing some new features such as Guilty Pleasure of the Week, DVD of the Week,
and Luke and Gabby's Film Review.
So, sorry for the wittering. Next week probably won't be much better, but until then...
It's gonna be fine!
It's gonna be goodbye from him.
Bye, Turtle Pipsky. Have fun.
And hello from me.
And don't accept any money off strangers. Bye.
And don't lick anything that's green.
liberatingpodcast@live.com or to redwolfroad@hotmail.co.uk, but just send it to Liberating Podcast for now.
You can join our Facebook group, search Facebook for the Liberating Podcast. You can tweet me, Will, at WillLloyd5. You can tweet Gareth at GarethLloyd5. Follow us if you like. We don't mind.
Not too closely, though, because that's just stalking.
Yes, we don't appreciate that here at the Liberating Podcast. You can also find us at whopodcastersfreeforum.org. Find us at there. I think that's it for now. It's only been a short one this time because, trust me, the first episode we did was much better, but I deleted it. So this has been the second time we've recorded our first episode. And they are going to get better from this. This was just us, warming up, basically. We're going to have so much fun in this podcast. Anyway, Turtle Pipscape, now go and do something more constructive with your time.